Chapter 14 The Map. A few hours later, after the ponies had brought every blank book out to the square to be revived, Spike noticed that Twilight was the only pony without a smile on her face.
"What's wrong, Twilight? You did it! Aren't you happy?"
As overjoyed as Twilight Sparkle was about having saved the priceless works of literature in bales, she was still concerned about whether the spell had been powerful enough to reach Moondancer in Canterlot. The books infected with ignorance were equally at risk of being lost forever.
"Spike, I need your help with a letter," Twilight shouted as she trotted through the crowd of revelers, holding their books high in the air in victory. It was the loudest the town had been since Twilight and Spike had arrived. Even Flyleaf and Dewey were cheering.
"Ask Moondancer if the ignorance is gone. If she doesn't write back right away, I must go to her."
"Hey, Twilight," a voice interrupted. "I'm right over here."
Twilight whipped around, and sure enough, as the crowd parted, Twilight Sparkle saw the ponies she needed to see. Her best friends! The seven of them, Pinkie Pie, Applejack, Rarity, Fluttershy, Rainbow Dash, Starlight Glimmer, and Moondancer, were all standing there with huge smiles on their faces.
"Surprise!" they shouted, laughing.
"How did you find bales?" Twilight Sparkle rushed over and embraced them in a group hug.
"Wow!"
"So, Moondancer came to see us at the castle with a cart full of books," Rainbow Dash explained. "It was so weird, they'd all turned black or something."
"That's right," Moondancer nodded. "I had isolated the ignorance, but I wanted to see if Starlight Glimmer could help. You mentioned she was a natural with magic."
"Aw, you said that, Twi?"
Starlight nudged Twilight with a smile.
"Chucks."
"Anyway," Rarity continued, gesturing with her perfectly hoofacured white hoof, "out of nowhere, this gorgeous blast of magic came shooting through the windows."
"It cured all of Moondancer's books," Applejack added. "Wiped the gunk clean away."
"So then the map started going all crazy," Pinkie Pie's fuchsia mane bounced around as she spoke. "It just flickered and then boom! A whole town that we never knew existed was right there," she giggled. "Totally wackadoodle-doo!"
The Ponyville gang had no idea, but they had garnered quite the crowd of onlookers. As the jovial group trotted through the town, the timid locals watched the outsiders with fascination, jumping out of their way and ducking inside shops. They'd never seen an outsider before the past week. And now there were 8 new ponies and a dragon in town. The town's ponies were all wondering the same thing. Was the curse of Comet Tail officially broken?
"Come on, girls," Twilight Sparkle gestured her hoof and led her friends down the street.
"We've got new friends to make and a book festival to put on."
With the books safe and her friends by her side, Twilight knew that things were on track. Now the princess could really teach the shy residents of Bales just how wonderful friendship could be in Equestria.